Hey, they've known that song for 45 minutes. Okay, so we're gonna cut them some slack. That sounds great. Root Doctor here on Current State, and the very first time they've ever performed "Hail to the Chief" live on 90.5 WKAR. Root Doctor will be with us here all hour on our live music Fridays here on WKAR. Freddie Cunningham, James William, Mike Scorey, and Bill Malone will hear more of their music and chat them up here later in the hour. The 44th president comes to call on East Lansing today, of course. Barack Obama will be at Michigan State University this afternoon to sign the federal farm bill, a long-awaited and sweeping law that will fundamentally change U.S. farm policy. There are obviously a lot of logistics in the area to be aware of today. If you're flying out of Capital Region International Airport today, expect some minor delays. Air traffic will be halted while the president's transiting through the airport early this afternoon. There will be extra police officers on hand to assist. No details are being released about the route that the president's motorcade will take to MSU. Public transportation is also affected by the presidential visit. Some CATA buses operating on and around the Michigan State campus today will be detoured. CATA will resume regular service on all routes impacted as soon as possible following the campus event. Now, for a photographer, the chance to cover a presidential visit like today's is both memorable and challenging. At the Lansing State Journal today, the honors fall to 26-year LSJ veteran Rod Sanford, whose name I'm sure you've seen in the paper many, many times. We thought we'd ask him about today's assignment. Hi, Rod.
Hi, how you doing?
Real good. I understand this isn't your first assignment to photograph a president.
I think it'll be my sixth in different places and different locations.
Wow.
Different times.
And the most memorable of all of those, I imagine some of President Clinton's visits to East Lansing are amongst those.
Yes, those were definitely the most numerous also. I think probably Clinton's visits, yes.
Yeah. And what were the other presidents that you covered?
As a student at the State News, I covered Ronald Reagan in Grand Rapids. And I also covered the first Mr. Bush. And then, you know, everybody else as a candidate before they became president.
I see. Yeah. It's interesting to consider. You already know you're responsible for the image that'll be on the front page of the Lansing State Journal tomorrow and online this afternoon. You own that. When it's the president that you're assigned to, does that create any extra pressure?
No, I mean, I don't think so. When you're a photographer covering these events, you end up thinking technically, like, where can I go? How do I get there? Can I go here? How's the light? That kind of thing. So that kind of thing kind of takes over.
How much of that are you in control of, though?
Not necessarily a lot. You sort of go where the Secret Service and the handlers let you go.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, within that, you can make choices on your own to try to make the best picture you can.
But they're pretty subtle choices. They're pretty limited, is what you're saying?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. How often do you push the button, Rod, and immediately think, that was it? I just nailed it. That'll be in the paper tomorrow.
Oh, that's actually kind of rare. I mean, it's something like this. From the beginning to the end, you're sort of scrambling a bit. And so sometimes you're not sure of what you're getting. And sometimes you are. Once
mm-hmm.
in a while you are, and that's a great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Once the president is gone, Rod, how many good shots would you like to have of him to choose from for the front? I mean, is your goal 5, 10?
No. For galleries now with modern media and digital considerations, I'm hoping for 30, 35, something like that.
30 or 35,
good
shots.
Well, yeah. I mean, you'll have some that are much better than others, but some that, you know, you can add to the story in different ways. You can shoot the crowd, you can shoot the venue.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just the president speaking.
I imagine there are pluses and minuses to assignments like this. What are some of the pluses?
Oh, it's exciting. I'm in the pool this day for the first time I've ever been in the pool, so that's pretty interesting. I'm not exactly sure what it's going to mean as far as access or what I'll be able to see and do pictures of, but that's really interesting. So,
and the biggest drawback?
The biggest drawback is, as a photographer, is sort of being told where you can go and where you can't go. And that can be, you know, disconcerting the first couple times it happens. But after a while, you just sort of go with it and figure out what you can do the best you can.
Very good. We appreciate the time, Rod.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck on today's assignment. Rod Sanford is a 26-year veteran of the Lansing State Journal. His job today is to take images of Barack Obama on his visit to East Lansing. The federal farm bill that will be signed later today has various connections with Michigan. Naturally, the roughly 1 million people involved in farming and processing food and related activities in the state will be affected, as well as the thousands participating in the U.S. government SNAP or food stamp program. Also, it was Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow who steered the bill through Congress as chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee. But the measure also has particular significance for one Michigan State student. Chelsea Render is studying veterinary medicine here at MSU. She took a year off her studies to join Senator Stabenow's Washington, D.C. office expressly to work on the farm bill, and she joins us now. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi.
How did you land this opportunity to work in Washington on what became the farm bill?
I kind of wonder that myself sometimes looking back. You know, I'm from a small town in Michigan.
You grew up on a farm,
right? I grew up on a farm in Manchester.
Yeah.
Going to Washington was actually my first time in a city larger than East Lansing.
Oh,
so,
my.
I was surprised after the first week that I didn't get kicked out or just lost and never find my way home. But, yeah, so how I went there is kind of surprising. I'm a veterinary student at Michigan State. And after my second year of school, found this opportunity to go to Washington for a summer as a veterinary fellow with the Senate Agriculture Committee, which our Senator Stabenow chaired. This was arranged through Michigan State Food Systems Fellowship Program.
All right.
Which is through our College of Vet Med, and it's specifically for food animal veterinary students interested in agriculture.
Okay. And what was a typical day like during your Washington year?
I guess every day is not the same, and I think that's true with any job, but I mainly have support for policymakers. I, you know, would provide some background information and technical insight and just kind of draw on my own experiences at home on the farm through my experiences in veterinary medicine and, like, food safety and public health realm. And I talked a lot and relied on experts. So I would talk to farmers back home here, or, you know, throughout the other places, other states in the country, rely on practicing veterinarians, some researchers, and, you know, some of my professors here at MSU.
What was one of the most common comments that you heard from the farmers that you had interaction with? Is there a pattern to what they had to say or not? Or did you ask them about so many things that there wasn't a pattern to what they said?
There's just so many things to talk
different
about.
Angles.
Yeah.
Yep. Have you looked at the bill that passed? I'm curious if you've looked at the bill and gone through it and say, yeah, I had a little something to do with that right there. And page 813, there's my footprint on page 847.
No. I haven't. I've been in clinics for the last year and a half, and you know, there are people there who have really seen this thing through all the way, and the, you know, the credit goes out to them for sure. I'm just lucky that I got to work on it
It sounds like quite a learning experience. Do you have? I mean, did it pique your curiosity about policymaking?
Yeah, for sure it did. I really had no policy experience when I went there. Just kind of enthusiasm and you know, kind of a working understanding of agriculture.
Uh-huh. How'd you respond when you found out President Obama was coming to East Lansing to sign the Farm Bill?
Well, why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
No, I was just—it was really exciting. I like many people have been kind of following this for years, and to actually get to see it signed here and become law is just really exciting. But it makes sense.
Yeah. Chelsea Render is studying veterinary medicine here at Michigan State University. She took a year off her studies, though, to join Debbie Stabenow's office in Washington expressly to work on the Farm Bill. Thanks for joining us, Chelsea.
Thank you.
Enjoy the day. President Obama's signing of the Farm Bill on the MSU campus marks his third trip to mid-Michigan and his first as president. In the 2008 campaign, he spoke on separate occasions at the Lansing Center and at Adams Field on the MSU campus. Current State Scott Pohl went to the MSU International Center to get some reaction from students and faculty to having the president in East Lansing.
I'm very excited that the president is coming to our college because it shows that he's like actually cares about what the college is doing and what they're trying to do for their students.
It's nice to know that like he's just coming and seeing like what the students are doing, and it's really nice to know that the president cares.
I think it's great. I've heard he's coming to also congratulate Senator Stabenow for the hard work that she's done, and I think that's fantastic. I think she did a great job trying to get that through.
I think it's great. I mean, no matter what, when a president comes to your campus, no matter what party you're affiliated with, I think it's an honor that he chose MSU, so I'm excited about it.
Well, it's good to see he's coming back. Somewhat disappointed it's not going to be open to the public or at least have a larger student presence. I think it's good for, you know, students to see, you know, what our political leaders do and maybe get a better idea what the Farm Bill is all about, because it's not just farms. It's Democratic, Republican, conservative, liberal. There's aspects that touch everybody's political views.
I think it's pretty cool. I think it's a big step for the university, getting that national attention by him signing the bill here. I mean, the eyes of the country will be on us. It'll be making news and whatnot, so it will definitely get us some good media coverage.
I'm kind of sad that the students can't see him. That's the only real reaction I have. I've been talking to my students about this in class, and they were all excited. So maybe he'll change his mind.